And we will now do our time certain, item 840.
Screen student films from the Media Institute for Social Change summer program.
I'm introducing this on behalf of Mayor Hales. The Media Institute for Social Change is a grantee of the Regional Arts and Culture Council. It's a Portland-based nonprofit that teaches students the art of public interest journalism. They have a two-month summer program that teaches college students how to produce professional quality film documentaries. Today we will see two short films produced by the students from this year's summer's program. The first focuses on a single mother living in a food desert in southeast Portland and how membership in Zinger Farms has helped her access fresh produce. The second highlights the work done by New Avenues for Youth and centers on Alaric, a 20-year-old who now, thanks to New Avenues, is moving forward with her career in screen printing. And I will now turn it over to Phil Bussey.
Good morning, Commissioners. Thank you so much for letting us have the opportunity to screen the films. Past eight summers, Media Institute for Social Change has been hosting college students from around the country. Portland's a great laboratory. We bring students here, teach them public interest journalism skills. They use local nonprofits as subjects to create films and audio documentaries about. What's exciting about it is not just producing the films and the documentaries, but is actually sharing them. So this year, the students have been able to share their audio documentaries on X-Ray FM, which is a new radio station, which the Media Institute has been excited to help launch. And as well, they're sharing their films here, as they do most at the end of most programs. And as well, the first film is about CSA, which allows the use of food stamps so that low-income can have access to healthy food. They are taking that film and sharing it with other CSAs, which currently don't allow... It is a local farm that allows, that provides food in sort of a bulk situation. And they're taking that to other CSAs that don't currently allow food stamps in the effort to encourage those farms to do the same. Veronica, I believe you're speaking first.
Yeah, well, my movie's on New Avenues. So on New Avenues for Youth, they have a print shop here in Portland. And I worked with Drew Auer and Emma Reasoner on this project.
And what is your name?
Veronica Garcia.
And where are you from?
I'm from Chicago. I go to Carleton College.
Hi, my name's Adrian Pichotto, and I'm from Washington, D.C., and I go to Mount Holyoke College in Western Massachusetts. And I worked on a film with A.J. Van Zoren on the Zenger Farm. Our film is called Urban Oasis, and our farm, it focuses on Jennifer, who is a single mother who is on the SNAP program, and she discusses how instead of spending her SNAP dollars on junk food, which is arguably cheaper than fresh produce, Zenger Farm accepts those SNAP dollars, and she can afford fresh, healthy food for her two children.
Great. So who's on first?
What's on second?
What's on second, yeah.
Oh, the what?
Oh. Oh. The left. What's the password? No worries. Thank you. So the first film is going to be Veronica's film.
New Avenues, Inc.
New Avenues, Inc.
Yeah.
I had no idea about this industry or how much work really went into like everyone's clothes. It's just really mind-blowing how many screen printing shops must be around the world, and like everything about this I never really knew about until I came here.
Always more.
is Alaric. I'm 20 years old, and I'm the assistant manager here at New Avenues, Inc. When I first started printing, it was just like, it's like magical when you pull the squeegee and then just lift it up, and it's like this complex image that you could never really do that by hand. It's, and it happens in a second. So. This is actually probably one of my favorites, is the print right over there, because it's a three-color. I just like anything with more than one color, like matching all the colors, and then like switching screens halfway through the print and just laying down the different colors in a certain order will like change how it looks, and just little small things like that, really fun. And definitely the highlight would be like getting told that I'm gonna become an assistant manager. That was pretty unexpected. It really like blew my mind, I guess. I heard about New Avenues for Youth through Craigslist, and then I was kind of in contact with my counselor the whole time, and then one day she just told me that I should check this place out. I worked at a gas station for like, well, two different gas stations for about a year before this. That was okay. It was definitely a job. Like, I made money, but it's just not very, like, rewarding to me. I didn't know what to expect. I was trying not to have expectations, but I've gotten better, I feel like, at communicating with people in a way that they're gonna wanna do things. It's like we do them together, like attention to detail. And you have some bad days where you just might wanna walk out and not come back to work, but you just have to like keep going, just it'll get better. And you'll probably learn how to not make those mistakes in the future. New Avenues, Inc. has definitely given me more confidence to like believe in myself that I can get better jobs in the future. Because before I kind of saw myself as like a worker, kind of like a pawn piece in the chess game. But now I just think like I could be that castle guy or a knight or something, you know? I don't know.
Thanks for watching the video.
Good job.
That was us following Alaric, and it's been a great experience exploring a city and learning how to dive in and learn these interview skills about journalism and learning how to tell a story. So I'm really grateful. Thanks. Great.
Thank you.
All right, the next film is going to be Urban Oasis. Eventually.
I've been raising two kids by myself, and this has been a really important food source for us of fresh vegetables. I actually, during the Great Recession, qualified for SNAP. The opportunity was here to buy food with SNAP fresh food from Zenger on the farm, where I know where it comes from and I know that it's picked that day and I can come and pick it up. And it's been really important for me and for my two kids, actually, as they've been growing up over the last 3 years or so, to come to the farm and pick up the vegetable share and really understand what it is to have an ethos of food sustainability.
We are an educational working farm that models, promotes, and educates about sustainable agriculture, community development, and access to good food for all. We're in an area that actually the USDA classifies as a food desert. And a food desert is defined as a location that where folks don't have easy access to a traditional brick-and-mortar grocery store.
It can be a long bus ride for somebody to get to a store, certainly a long bicycle ride or a long walk. And so Zenger is in the middle of this food desert. We like to call it an oasis of food. Like when you would walk in the desert and there's no water or green for anywhere around and you see the oasis and you can go. And it literally saves your life, you know, when you can go and you can replenish yourself. And that's a very good metaphor for Zenger, which is an oasis in the middle of this food desert.
A few of the programs that Zenger Farm does that help specifically low-income individuals, I would say, would be our Healthy Rewards program is one of them. So that's a program at the Lensener National Farmers Market where families enrolled in the SNAP program can come and we match dollar for dollar up to $10 each week of the money they spend at the market.
What is old is new again. It's an embracing of values that have been around for centuries and centuries, of growing your own food, knowing where it comes from, and sharing it with your neighbors.
Good job, Adrienne and Veronica.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations. Yes.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Great job.
Could Carla read our next time certain?